Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Fucking, you know what? Fuck it. Y'all just gonna hear me blow my nose a lot during this episode.
It happens, man.
Welcome to Coolin' Out. I'm sick. This is Jarrell.
Yeah.
And Sam.
Yes. We are in the building this week. You know what? Fuck it. Our boy Terrence is here. Let me try to get some energy.
Fuck some sickness. Fuck some sickness.
Give you that nasally talk. You know what I'm saying? What up?
Hey, let's do it. Close
to the screen. Yeah, get on the mic, bro. Don't be scared of the mic.
Hey, what's going on, people? What's going on, guys?
Now, I'm looking at your levels.
Yeah, make sure you
need some more.
There you go.
There we go.
What's up?
Here we go. What's going on?
Yeah, I just came to be there.
You hit me this last week. Listen, this came out of a bad space, you know. This came out of a bad space. So I'm minding my business. I forgot what day.
How it always starts.
Mm-hmm. You know, last Thursday.
It was last Thursday, Wednesday, something like that. And you know, I tweet a lot. I'm on Twitter a lot. So I'm on Twitter, and there are certain people who I put on notifications for. When they tweet, mm-hmm. I get the notification to my phone.
Yeah.
Jay-Z.
Okay.
When he tweet, mm-hmm. I need a notification to my phone.
That's once a year.
Hello.
So it's people like that. So Jay-Z, when he tweet, I get the notification.
Mm-hmm.
The other person who I have him set for is Kanye.
Mm.
Okay? And it's been a while since Kanye tweeted. I don't think he's tweeted since he had that breakdown.
Yeah.
You know, when he was on concert, he was doing the tour, and he was just, you know, wilding out, calling out Jay-Z and all that. So I was like, oh, Kanye back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at first I was happy. I was like, yo, because Kanye is like my favorite living artist, and I say that, and it sucks because mm-hmm. I never wanted him to be, you know.
Explain that. Mm-hmm. Keep going though.
To me, it's like Jay-Z was like my idol growing up. You know, for those of us from New York, from Brooklyn, it was like Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
He's like that's whole.
Yeah.
And you know, before that, it was Biggie. So, you know, I'm thinking growing up, oh yeah, Biggie's gonna be like my favorite rapper of all time, my favorite artist.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, Biggie died when I was 7.
Yeah.
So it's like, how much influence did he really have on my life?
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z, the same thing. When Jay-Z was at his hottest, you know, I was in middle school. So his influence, it was there.
Mm-hmm.
But for Kanye, when he came out, and for the last 15 years, he's been that steady person, always putting out great projects, always
mm-hmm.
putting out great music. And, I mean, musically, I love Jay-Z, but his, as far as total body of work.
Arguably the best hip-hopist out there.
I mean.
Kanye.
Kanye, his, like, how many fans, like Jay-Z, like, there's some Jay-Z projects I'll never listen to again.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy. That's
Even though that's Yeezus for me, but there's still like 4, 5, or 6 tracks on Yeezus where I'm like.
4, 5, or 6?
Four or five. No, let's say 4.
We'll say 3.
There's still some work on that I need to listen to.
There's 10 tracks total.
Mm-hmm.
There's 10 tracks total.
Only like 2 off the top of my head, I really sorry. I'm gonna lie. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I just didn't want you to put yourself out there.
You called me. And I hated this. I went to that concert.
Now people swear by it.
I was like, what is this? Like, I got tickets for free. I got tickets for free. So I wasn't complaining. I was in nosebleeds at the Barclays Center. So I was like, okay, this is cool, but this ain't for me. But I mean, besides that, I mean, just classic after classic after classic after classic after classic after classic. And so, you know, I was like, okay, Kanye's back on Twitter. And there were some things that was a little off. And, you know, we all know what Kanye went through last time he came out.
What was off?
I mean, just some of the tweets. The thing that really set me off.
You get the notification.
Yeah.
You're what, excited?
Oh, yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Because you know whenever he starts tweeting, there's music to follow.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So that's what's going to come next. It's going to be the tweets and then the music. And we found out that he was dropping two albums, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He was dropping his album. He had an album with Cudi.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming out. I mean, he's producing.
Pusha T, Tiana Taylor.
His. And so I'm just like, yo,
mm-hmm.
this is going to be... For the summer,
yes,
it's gonna be a pretty lit summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then this motherfucker just everything just took a dive south when he put I forgot the exact tweet, but he basically said he loved Trump.
Mm.
And as much as I love rap and hip hop and music, I love politics. I love discussing politics. I watch 3 hours of the news every day.
Mm, damn.
So, yeah, yeah. And I've always been like that since I was like 15. So, to take the two things I love the most, music and politics, and for them to intersect, not in a way which I'm used to, in a way that I was not ready for. I don't think anybody was ready for it. I mean, even when he met with Donald Trump in Trump Tower, 2016, for me, Al Gore went to go meet Donald Trump, you know? Steve Harvey went to go meet Donald Trump. So it was just like, for him to go ahead and tweet, oh yeah, I love Donald Trump.
That's his brother.
That's my brother? What is it?
Dragon energy.
The dragon energy? Like,
what the fuck is that? Is that not, I saw Nazi references. Like,
yo, I was just,
I couldn't believe that, by the way.
Not from
Kanye.
Not from Kanye.
We got love. You heard him? We got love.
Listen, we got love.
That's the blonde in his head.
That's what it is. Yeah. And the dragon energy. And I'm just getting flashbacks of Charlie Sheen was going off and the tiger blood. I'm just like, oh, he's lost. And then the picture in the hat.
MAGA hat.
Shit was fire.
The autograph. Jesus
fit.
By yourself.
Or at night.
And who was in the picture with him? Who was that?
Cohen and Peter something.
Yeah.
Peter
Thiel. Yeah, Peter Thiel. I'm just like, yo, this is just... I would have rather him not come back than come back this way. Yeah. Even as hyped as I was. You know, so I hit up Kevin. I was like, yo, man, I need to talk to somebody about this. Because, I mean, I don't think I've ever hated anybody as much as I hate Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know the man. I never met him,
mm-hmm.
you know. But for him to take that office away from one of my favorite people of all time, Barack Obama, it's not, I idolized, you know, I used to work for Barack. I met Barack,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Damn.
Yeah.
You out here. Okay. Yeah.
So for him to take that seat and be that person to replace him, like the following person,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was just sick. I got sick. Sick. And so.
Off the top of your head, why should Kanye not love Trump?
Quickly
off the top of your head.
Because Trump is a terrible person.
Okay.
He's rotten to his core. There's nothing to like about Donald
mm-hmm.
Trump. There's never been anything to like about Donald Trump. It's crazy that it took for him to become president for people who used to idolize him, you know, this, you know, rappers and stuff that he was in, that he was going to events with and stuff like that. It's crazy that there were things in the 80s and the 90s that he's done that that should have been a deal breaker for them. But it wasn't. But the, you know what? That's fine because, you know, we all grow as people. And, I mean, there were stories about, I mean, there's stories about everybody. And especially back then, some things we got to look past. And mm-hmm. so for the people to associate with Donald Trump back in the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s, that's fine. But not in this day and age. Not this time. Not this guy. So, I mean.
What do you think inspired him to come out? Because one thing, like we texted about this past weekend, me, Kevin Ryan, and we're just thinking, like talking, and like he started tweeting about this on his own. It's not like someone prompted him to, you know, start tweeting about this. He just came out of nowhere and said, hey, I love Trump, and started going on this little, you know, tweeting rampage. So what do you think inspired him to come out about this?
Do you even know this guy?
Do you think he's being genuine? Do you think that's how he really feels, or this is just strategic?
I've changed my view on this, especially after listening to the 2-hour interview that he had today, that was released today with Charlamagne.
Wait, before you get to that.
Yeah.
Did you hear Ye versus the People?
Mm.
Him and T.I.?
I heard the snippet, I haven't heard the full track.
Listen to the full track.
I was so disgusted because I listened to the other track that he released that same night.
Right?
That, what was the doo-doo track?
Snoop Doo-doo. Scoop.
I just heard women singing and I turned it off.
You know what's funny though? The singing part, I see potential in this.
Right.
I was like, this chick could be fire. But then when he said, this verse is going to make
this verse
right
here.
Yeah, some shit like that. He's like, poop, scoop, doopity poop, scoop. And I was like, this nigga done tried us.
He lost it. Goddamn mind.
I'm sure you're going to put something on that verse. I hope he does.
Yeah, because that beat is fire.
There's something at work, I think, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be, I think, honestly, after listening, I think he's scared.
Scared?
I think it's fear.
Yeah.
I think it's fear. He's scared.
Of
yeah.
what?
Failure.
Yeah.
He's scared. He talked about it in an interview. He talks about being older. He's 40 years old now, right? He talked about how when he first dropped the College Dropout, every song, you heard it on the radio. His first 4 or 5 albums, you heard it on the radio.
Oh, now you're referencing the Charlamagne.
Well, I don't want to get too far into that. But I think he's just scared. You know, I think now he knows he lost it.
So why he just retired?
He lose.
He lost that spot in hip hop. He lost that number one. And
I mean,
you guys know who I know is like, I don't like this person, right?
Oh, I thought you were okay.
I
know.
As long as you know. That's all that matters.
I don't like this person, but Drake scares Kanye so much. And Kanye's personality doesn't allow for him to be able to concede that. So he turns to these things. He turns to aligning himself with a Donald Trump.
Mm.
Because he thinks that that's the only way to get our attention. When that's not the only way. All you gotta do is make good music. You know? Jay-Z gave up that throne. Jay-Z's on a different level than Drake. Like
monetarily,
and I feel like
no,
like,
Drake's done.
Like
he's
I think he's accomplished
everything. No, he's accomplished everything.
I think I don't. You know how I feel about Drake.
You love
I'm just saying musically.
He the reigning.
I'm not talking about. I'm talking about like if somebody
level
if
status.
Somebody drops a single, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drake, Kanye, or Jay-Z.
Or Kendrick, or J. Cole,
or anybody.
That's right.
Who's
Sing
going
it.
Number one?
Drake.
And that scares Kanye.
I like that on audio.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's what it is. Because I know what
no,
I mean.
No,
I know
go
what
ahead,
it is. So that's what it is. And I feel like some artists, they have a hard time dealing with not being that guy. And Kanye was that guy for so long. And he's always had a thin shell. He's always been insecure. You know, he talks about, in All Falls Down, you know, about his low self-esteem and all of that. So I think it just manifested itself into him going on this crazy Twitter tirade and hanging out with Donald Trump and saying, I love Donald Trump and Candace Owens, who is another black conservative, and a line and saying, oh, I like the way she thinks, man, her thoughts are terrible, you know, and we keep trying to make excuses, but I think it's at that point where can we continue to make excuses for this grown man, you know, blaming the Kardashians?
Well, I don't make excuses. I listened to the Charlamagne interview he did, and it sounds like he's moved past that. He acknowledged how his ego played a part with, like, his hits not being played on the radio in terms of Pablo. But then he acknowledged that, like, he's, ever since he had that breakdown, it, like, gave
the breakthrough.
Him breakthrough. I'm sorry, yeah. He did call it breakthrough, yeah. It's like it shifted his focus and gave him a newfound energy and a new focus.
Yeah.
You don't believe him?
I don't know, because I feel like he's still not in a good space. Let's say he's not in a good space. Let's say that everything he's saying he believes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that everything he's saying he believes.
He said he's moving off his feelings. Moving off his feelings. He doesn't have all the answers, but he's moving off his feelings.
Yeah, he kept saying, I don't have all the answers. And I think that in that interview, the great thing about that interview was he had the time to talk his way through it. If you watch what happened with TMZ, he said today, oh.
I was telling Ryan, that was just two polar opposites.
Yeah. And I
subscribe to, like, he must just be his meds or his strategic.
Yeah.
Because it's just two different people.
I feel that with Twitter and with sound bites, you get a side of Kanye that I don't feel like it's the real Kanye. I feel like the real Kanye is the person that was in the interview. And the person who you hear on the sound bites on TMZ, the person who's tweeting out 100, you only have 160 characters. Like, you can't really get your full thoughts out there. So it's kind of like, I feel like Twitter sound bites, they don't do Kanye any justice. Kanye needs a place where he can
see visually.
Visually and have the ability to go on about a topic instead of just, oh, I got 160 characters. What can I say about this? You know? So
I think when people saw him tweeting a lot, they envisioned him tweeting like how he appeared in the TMZ.
Yeah.
And if I had seen that first, I would have been like, okay. But then when I saw him in the Charlamagne and he's like poised and composed, I'm like, okay, I'm glad I saw this. I didn't just go off the tweets. But then when you follow that up with the TMZ, I saw the wildest stuff. He talked about his opioid addiction. He said he got liposuction.
He said that?
Yes.
In the TMZ?
Yeah. He said he got liposuction from us.
Liposuction from where?
I want two
from
minute
where?
Section.
To lose weight. So you want to be like Rob.
No, liposuction from where? Like, what part of his body?
I don't know. They asked him about his opioid addiction, and they gave him, like, medication after the surgery, and he got hooked, I think, from two pills to multiple. Yeah.
I thought it was two minutes.
I read it because I got
liposuction.
An Apple News alert. Yeah.
Is that big of a deal? Apple's guy. Like, I mean, I didn't know it was that bad. I know in the Charlamagne interview, he talked about, Charlamagne asked him, hey, what, are you on pills? And Kanye was like, yeah, I'm on pills. And
yeah.
He was like, yeah, what pills? And Kanye's like, I don't feel comfortable, you know, telling you what pills. And so, but people won't listen to that interview. You know, they don't want to spend, you know, 90 minutes listening to this interview about this artist who they used to care about. They just see the tweets because you can easily consume that, and they'll just see, oh yeah, slavery was a choice, and they'll just go off of that.
Which is wild.
Which is very wild.
I'm not defending that at all, but in the context that he gave prior to however long that TMZ interview was,
yeah,
which it wasn't that long, I don't think, but the Charmaine is like 2 hours of like a lot of quotables and a lot of good quotes, but that's all going to get overshadowed by the slavery thing.
That's why I was so disappointed when I came.
You saw
here.
That? He said slavery. He
said slavery was a choice.
Yeah.
For 400 years.
At the same time, I don't feel bad for Kanye. One, just because he's well aware of these circumstances. Like you're saying, oh well, people are going to look at the tweets and they're not going to watch the interview because it takes 2 hours. Da da da. You know that in this day and age, if you tweet something, it's more easily digestible. People are going to look at it because people digest information way faster. No one really has time to really. I mean, people have time, but no one wants to really make time to sit down and watch a 2-hour interview where you're already basically you're choosing to say something that's very outlandish,
right?
And tweets, and then you want to try to explain it later in a 2-hour interview where the average person doesn't want to hear that.
Yeah.
And granted, so for me, this is how I took it. I saw the tweets, right? And I see everyone going off. I'm sitting back and I'm like, all right, I'm not gonna overreact. But that shit still didn't sit well with me. Because it's like, you know how people are gonna take that.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
he's saying that, you know, he's doing it to show love and, like, you know, trying to reverse the statement behind MAGA and all this other shit. But it's like, no matter what you're doing, you know that you're gonna affect someone. It's like almost similar to, like, you know, us when we're dealing with women, you know? Like, I used to always think everything had to be logical. Like, yo, what you're saying, I used to tell my girl, like, what you're saying makes no sense to me. Like, this makes no sense. This is what happened. Why your feelings are saying this, but this is not what happened.
Right.
And that's basically what Kanye is saying. Like, oh, I'm wearing this hat. And granted, I know you're gonna feel this way, but I'm telling you that you shouldn't feel this way because da 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 da. Where it's like, that hat represents, that not even the hat, that saying as a whole, MAGA and all those supporters, it just represents so much more than...
What you think.
Not even what he thinks. It just represents so much more hatred than Kanye just simply saying, I'm trying to show love through it, can overcome. Like, you just saying that is not going to overcome that.
Tyga does a good job on when he listens to the track you're getting. We talked about this on Saturday.
Yeah.
Because even though his thoughts might be genuine, people are just going to use, like, you in a MAGA hat for their own message and their own motive. Like, Trump already the other day was at, like, a rally with the when he talked about the Mexicans and, like, he name drops Kanye, like, already. So it's just...
Yeah, and once that happens, you look like a Trump supporter.
Yeah, you lose all... What do they say? The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't mean to...
This is another thing. So this is why.
Did he mean to
put those tweets out?
No, but I'm saying he didn't mean for his message to be co-opted by Donald Trump. I think he did.
Because if you listen to this, Ye versus the People, these tweets literally look like they just promo for this song. They literally look like they just like promo for this song.
Yeah.
Because even like there's a line in there where he's like, not all black people have to be Democrats. And even when Chance was defending him, Chance literally said that as a direct quote in a tweet, like, not all black people have to be Democrats.
Oh, I'm Chance.
Chance got slaughtered. But it's like, so if you see all the tweets leading up, and you look, when you hear the song, you listen to the song, you'll literally be like, oh shit. Like, it literally feels like this was just like
a setup.
Like a setup to get promotion for this song, like to get free promo for this song. And he wanted to get people riled up and listen to the song where he's kind of explaining himself and T.I.'s going against him, basically speaking for the people.
Right.
T.I. did a great job on that song.
Yeah.
Which is really good. You have to say that song. I feel like T.I. was like very brutally honest, and I really appreciated that on that song.
Yeah, there's like a 4-minute clip on Kanye's website of him and T.I. talking.
Yeah, you need to listen to that.
Pretty sure,
yeah, it's very brutally honest, but it just looks like it was just like line of promo. For that song to drop.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, people, honestly, I don't know how to feel about it. It's like, when people do shit like that, it's like, all right, cool, I don't want to support that shit, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, it's Kanye, and it's like,
but it's also like, just a multi, like, I don't know his intentions. I agree with you, he has to know better.
Yeah.
But like, when he talks about, in the Charlamagne interview, when Kim gets Robin out, he's feeling his current relationship with Jay. You also realize, like, at the end of the day, he is a human being.
Yeah.
Like, when he said that, you gotta understand, I'm as famous as the president, but I don't get the same security. So, like, when my wife is, like, kidnapped, it's like, it's on me. And, like, when it just resonates with you, like, what fame does in America, and, like, that's a whole other combo, but you realize this is just one person.
Yeah.
But again, some of the things he does put on himself.
No, I completely understand that he's human, but it's just like...
Some of these things, yeah, he definitely breaks.
What's the call for this?
I agree.
His manager is...
We got love.
He doesn't have... He
yes,
can't
he
be
does.
Managed.
He can't
be
who's his manager?
He said we can't be managed.
But then who's his manager?
That's why him and Trump are boys. Motherfuckers should be going off on Twitter.
Yeah, and there's nobody who... Like,
Chris Jenner is his manager.
Oh!
Is she really?
Yes.
He said he can't be managed. That's what he told. That's what he tweeted. That's what he told Cheryl.
Yeah, he told.
I don't know what happened in that house.
I don't know.
I mean, Crook
can't afford.
I don't want to get to that point where I'm blaming the Kardashians, blaming Chris. It's just.
It's easy.
I mean, it's possible.
It's not even about who to blame. It's yo, she knows what to do. Like when they have her show, the reason why none of them are talking about this Tristan Thompson shit is so that they can get high ratings on E.
Yeah,
like, that's why none of them, and they're all keeping quiet.
Of course, next season they're gonna go.
Next season they all gonna go. You gonna watch them? You gonna make bread? Like they want yo, you Kanye's crazy. Like what is going on? Like what the fuck? And you see him doing all this shit, you gonna want to listen to it?
I wouldn't be so.
I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. I can't even say like, yo, that's
because that family is
well
just
in the realm of
quick aside. Now you just said that. I wouldn't be surprised if this whole Tristan Thompson thing was like a setup. Like was like a
oh,
like,
yeah.
Like she told him to go out there and sex with five women, get caught on.
Yo, the video was how many months old? 7 months
second
old.
Half
and it just got out.
He's like, right in the paparazzi land.
He was like, you come in too. Look at the
camera. Jesus.
Yeah.
Who was it? Was it Desus and Merrill? And it was like, yo, you don't know the rules, bro? Like, you go up first by yourself. You set it out. Like, why did you? And then you showed your whole face. Like,
you gotta live a good life. This nigga stop posing.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
It's me.
TT.
I don't know, like.
But the way. So the way I felt last week was denial. Because you don't want that to be kind of like, come on, we all love Kanye. So we don't want that. And then,
I haven't heard him speak.
It went from denial to anger.
Mm. Yeah, I saw that tweet.
Yeah, I was. Once I saw that hat, it went. My eyes were. I was red. I was like, yo,
yeah.
Fuck Kanye.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm not gonna listen to another song by him. I've been at every single Kanye West concert,
damn.
Every single tour. I seen him. What, 5 or 6 or 7 times? I'm like, that's my guy. And so, once I saw the tweet with the hat and Donald Trump,
it's over.
Unfollow.
Damn.
It's like going through a breakup, man. I had to unfollow.
The breakthrough.
Did you unfollow the 35 people that constantly retweeted all his tweets?
You don't. But it's crazy. Like, I mean, that's my favorite living artist. Once I had to unfollow him on Twitter.
Yeah.
I can't do it. You know, I ended up listening to that first song because someone was like, yo, you gotta listen to the song, that poop poop song, whatever. And I was like, oh, you got jokes. You set me up. And then I don't know what else to call it. I don't even know the name. And then once I spoke to him and I was like, yeah, I gotta get on the pod and talk about it. I was like, all right, I'm gonna listen to the album, I'm gonna listen to interviews just so I can talk about it.
Yeah.
And so I listened to the interview today with Charlamagne, then I close the interview and I see what he's talking about on TMZ. Yo, I might not listen to the album. I might not listen to the Kanye album.
There's other outlets to listen to. I told myself
yeah.
I wouldn't listen to the other. I just can't listen to it in a method that's going to support him.
Yeah. Hey,
but,
you mean,
shout out to Rap God.
They ain't heard no one. They ain't heard no one. But I understand that, and
yeah.
I completely agree with that.
Oh, and the reason why I feel that way now is because to me, it's obvious this is just a marketing ploy for attention. You think Kanye West really believes that slaves had a choice of whether or not they were slaves or not? No.
From Jesus walks, you believe that?
Like, of course not. That man, you know who his mom is?
Yeah.
Like, you know what his dad is? Like, there's no way that man thought that the slaves could be like, you know what? We're not slaves anymore. We're walking away. Which means that if he did believe that, that's ignorance. That's on one thing. But what makes it worse is because he knows it's not true. And he's still saying it anyway to get that attention. So that the world is focused on him. CNN last week, Thursday and Friday, was like, yo, South Korea and North Korea are ending the Korean War.
Yeah.
They spent 20 minutes talking about it on CNN. They spent the other 40 minutes talking about Donald Trump and Kanye West's relationship. How crazy is that? Which means it's so much worse than him just being ignorant. It's him purposely trying to stir trouble and cause trouble and know that he's being used by these people and his message is being co-opted by Donald Trump and the Republican Party. And he's like, I don't care. And that makes it so much worse.
You know, what I hate people who what's the word I'm looking for? Who direct conversations in different, who move conversations in different direction than what the conversation was. So, and no, and yeah, versus the people, right? Like, T.S. said something about, where Kanye's response was not all black people have to be Democrats. I mean, but it wasn't, it's not necessarily about you being a Republican. It's about you supporting Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But people like to like, but what he did, he tried to like direct the conversation in a different way and make it on a large scale. Like, well, I'm not a Democrat, I'm a Republican. And that's why Chance got fucked up too. But it was like, we're not talking about you being a Republican or a Democrat. We're talking about you supporting Donald Trump and everything that Donald Trump stands for. And you saying that you support that and how that makes a lot of your fans feel. People who supported you, made you big, made you everything that you are now. How you coming out and saying, oh, this outlandish. And I hate this, but like, I don't like saying that word, but like, some people classify as coonish shit. Yeah. I don't want to say that because I don't know if you actually feel this way. If you actually feel that way, then it's not. Because you know, that's how you feel. Those are your personal feelings.
Right.
And I will say that what he says is very logical. What he's saying, except for like the slavery shit, but like what he's saying about him like trying to, you know, portray love and those things, it's logical to a fault. Because I was playing this to them on Saturday when we were texting. I was like, his avenues are very limited. Like, his avenues are music, social media, and that's it. So, like, if you're tweeting all these negative things, right?
Yeah.
Where, what, through what avenue are you showing the love through?
Yeah, I think you're not.
He's not. So he's saying like, I'm trying to show love, but you're like using all of your avenues to show this ignorance, basically. But then you say, I'm using it to show love, but you're not really showing love through any of the avenues that you really have. It just like really like I really like it just baffled me. I was like, yo, this nigga Kanye is really tripping, and I'm thinking like, yo, cool, maybe he wants attention, but what would he get from this attention? Like, if people just gonna stop supporting his music, like, what is he gonna get from this?
He knows we're not gonna. He knows that enough people won't stop supporting him. I think that. I mean,
in this day and age, where race is like a huge topic,
I feel like anything.
Yeah, I don't know why he'd go about if he just come back after. Knowing his story, people would like he would have got sympathy.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Slavery.
This
is that choice.
Like I can't believe that he believes it because in the interview with Charlamagne, and I'm not a huge Charlamagne fan, right? But
did Charlamagne speak about this? I didn't see the interview.
Yo, Charlamagne actually kept asking him, talk about your relationship with Donald Trump, and yo, Kanye would start about Donald Trump and end up talking about the head of Louis Vuitton and Virgil, and he would just go in a circle and Charlamagne.
Spin master.
Like, just.
He was like, Donald's my boy. Like, that's my boy. Like, not no word about how your relationship is. Why?
He said, like, he said he doesn't agree with everything he said. He said he loved that him actually getting elected because it showed him that anything was possible. He doesn't love what he's done in office. He said he doesn't agree with what he's done in office, but he loved. What that
possibility, But that was after him asking him.
Oh, yeah,
was
out. Like, near
like,
the end.
It's like, and he's sitting there, like, he kept asking about Donald Trump, and he's just quiet. He's like, yo, what would your mom think?
He spins that the George Bush line back on him. Because Donald Trump came out of black people, and he just, like, laughs and acknowledges.
Like,
and he spins it on him, but he doesn't.
Correct me if I'm wrong, in versus the people, he said when Barack became president, that was the seventh sense.
Heaven sent.
Oh, heaven sent. Okay. God bless. Because when I first heard that, I was like, what? Because I thought he was saying, like, Barack Obama becoming president meant less to him than when Donald Trump became president. And then when Trump became president, that's what showed him he could be president.
Even been longer than what he's been doing. So
that's what I took from that. But even the fact that you're saying that still kind of conveys that message. Like,
it was so crazy because last week he also said that Barack Obama didn't do anything for the people of Chicago.
Yeah.
Which one is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yo, like, what the fuck, yeah. But then in the interview, he's talking about how before Barack ran for president, he called Kanye, he called his mom, Donda, and he brought them to Chicago. He's like, guys, I'm running for president to get their blessing. Well, not blessing, but to get their support. And it's like, in the past week, he's talked about, like, yeah, like Barack hasn't done anything for Chicago. But then in the interview, he's talking about how much he loves Barack and how Barack is literally the perfect person.
But do you see that, though? That's what I'm saying.
So it's just like, yo, like,
he doesn't think before he
speaks. He doesn't think before he tweets.
But I'm saying, in those shorter avenues where you're going to reach more people, you're saying the ignorance shit. In the avenue where less people are less people are prone to watch, which would be the two-hour interview, you're saying the more intelligent shit. And it makes no sense to me. Like, it literally makes no damn sense. What has Donald Trump done for black people? Besides right. fucking irritate the fuck out of us.
He said an interview, nothing.
And antagonize.
Nothing. And like, off of what Kevin said, when he talked about how he saw the reason why he was so happy Trump won, because he said anything was possible, he was like, so if I was to run as president, he was like, I would run like Donald Trump,
yeah,
but on a Bernie Sanders platform. Yeah,
that would be his mix.
That would be his mix. He's like, I'm a producer. I take different things. And I'm like, yo, why can't you tweet that? Like,
yeah,
I'm gonna run
yeah.
as a braggadocious, you know, like, talk to your face, like all in your face, you know, politician, but for the causes that I care about, like Bernie Sanders causes.
He's
like,
gonna put that in his album.
There's like a couple of things when Charlamagne asks, and he takes like long times to answer. And one of them, he asks him, would your mother agree with you? And there's a long, because I'm listening to it. And we're
yeah.
there, so I had to go check the site of my. And he finally says, like, my mother doesn't have to agree with everything I say. Just like that.
I mean, he said that, but he was like saying,
yeah,
you know,
no,
his mom was an activist.
Yeah.
And dad was active. He's like, I'm
so
it's just like, I feel like there's like two different sides of Kanye.
There's one he wants to be and one he's like faking. Like, I don't feel like this is him. Like, I really, but after that interview and watching his face and looking at him and his emotions and stuff, I don't think this is him.
Like, the part that baffles me the most is just why. Like, even if you felt these ways, even if you genuinely have a good relationship with Donald Trump, why? Like, a lot of people have good relationships with Donald Trump. Tom Brady has a good relationship with Donald
right.
Trump. He only speaks about it when reporters like, vehemently ask him, and then
yeah.
even then he's like, oh yeah, that's
yeah,
my friend. But he's not just like, today I'm just going to send out a tweet and say, oh yeah, Donald Trump's my homie, and then like just going in with all these tweets. It's like, cool, if you have that relationship with him, you have that relationship with him. Like, we don't know the underlying details of their relationship, how
mm-hmm.
they have that friendship. So it's like, all right, cool, if you have that friendship, you have that friendship.
Right.
Yeah, you know, even then I feel some type of way about it. It's like, whatever, that's your friend, you know, because I'm sure we've all done some shit where it's like,
well, I'm a bad friend, but this bad friend runs the entire free world, so it's kind
of yeah, but it's like, but so for example, if you were president, right, and you were fucking up like big time, like Trump is, right? You would still be my boy, but I wouldn't be on Twitter like, just like, yo, man, my nigga, da-da-da-da, just going in for no reason. Like, where's this coming from? Like, no one asked him
yeah.
his relationship with Trump. No one said anything to him. He put this shit out and just started going on a rampage.
That's why, yeah, he's saying he's moving on how he feels, but
his feelings,
he
got his love thing. It's just like, all right. So let's say, you're like Jesus, like love, turn
Jesus
the other cheek, like yeah, like a Jesus Christ figure, or like a Mother Teresa, or like, you know, forgiveness is the key, right? And we kind of saw a little bit of that with the surgeon who performed surgery on his mom.
Oh
like,
yeah,
yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, like, I saw that and I was like,
bruh.
Yo, what is...
You know, he said he's going to make... Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make the face of the surgeon that killed his mom his album cover.
Oh,
so his mom
yeah.
died from blood.
Because he's forgiven everybody
yeah.
and had to love everybody. And like, I saw that and I was
just like, too much.
This nigga crazy.
I just feel
the
like,
new OJ.
Too much.
But that's another thing too I was thinking about. And I was like, all right, I remember Kanye with Slow Jams, like, who is this dude who's rapping through his wire jaw and shit? And then, like, I was trying to figure out, when did he lose all that? And it was, like, I felt like he became less of a rapper and more controversial. Like, you cared more about maybe how he felt than his music at a point. Like, well, we liked his music, but the media portrayed him as someone who was, like, crazy in a way. And it seemed
was it
like
the Taylor Swift thing?
Before that. Runaway was before Taylor Swift, right?
Nah,
it
was after.
Because he can't. That was his first album back. After the hiatus.
Or even though interrupting her, you know, that was like graduation.
That was the start.
No, that was
808s. After 808s. Because his mom died, he interrupted her, and then he like went up to Japan to intern for Fendi. And he didn't come back until. Remember, he did that song on Rick Ross' album? Live Fast, Die Young.
Oh,
it was
yeah,
like
yeah,
the
yeah.
first time you heard from him in a while, and then.
That shit was beautiful.
Yeah, My Beautiful came. That was his first album since.
His mom. But it just feels like he's just, he doesn't fit anywhere but to be controversial. Like, all the people in hip hop that are making the music, like, you don't, they don't need to be on Twitter and they don't need to be doing extra shit to
because
be,
they know who they are. Because
they know who they are. Like, Kanye doesn't fit anywhere now. And he's losing his mind because he always fits somewhere.
See,
that's not true. I think Kanye has always stood out because he's always been preaching to not put him in anything. He wanted to be a designer. He's like, oh, well, they won't let me be a designer because I don't have these things. He like never wants to be in one box. And I think this is just who he is. Like this is probably the first time when he's saying something that universally most minorities disagree with him on.
Yeah. That is a power that has influence and scale.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not, there's a lot of rappers that are big that if we did this, they wouldn't be covered nearly as much.
Right.
Or it wouldn't resonate nearly as much as it does with him.
Yeah, he's in a different stratosphere.
So that's another thing, I don't understand why he's doing this. He has the clout, the influence. I don't get it.
He has a different kind of clout, though. I don't like to talk about them, but the Kardashians, it's a different type of... It's a different type of a life. Like, that's like,
yeah.
They live, like, there's Hollywood, but then there's like Kardashianwood. Like, the way they live, it's just.
Everything seems strategic.
It's like so strategic. Everything is like so different. And
it's not real life.
But you can just see that, like, Kanye just being like, based on what I understand from him from his interviews, like, he already thinks that he's like godlike.
Yeah.
And everyone should, like, you know. Bow down to him. He's like the greatest of all time in every single facet of everything that he touches and everything that he does. So imagine that and being paired with a family
like that.
That's just like that. So you live in that world and you guys are basically living in this cocoon together.
Mm.
So I could see why he possibly loses his mind. And now you come out into the real world and you're talking and you sound fucking crazy as shit. And like everyone's like looking at you like, yo, you sound crazy as fuck. It's almost similar to like if we all grew up poor as fuck together. One of us get rich as shit, go away for a couple of years, start living a different life. And then, no, real talk. And then come back. I don't do that. And then come back and start talking to you about like tuna tartare and shit. And you like, no, bro. And you like, yeah, what are you talking about? Like, it's just a total different lifestyle. But they literally live in this cocoon, like, all together. Like, that family is just completely different than anything else. Like, paparazzi all day, nonstop. And this nigga right thinks he's literally godlike. Like
he just adds fuel to the fire.
Yeah, numerous times said he's more popular than Barack and those crazy shit. Like and him and Kim are more influential than Barack and Michelle. So like this is what he really thinks. He thinks that everything he does, people should just recognize his greatness for it. So someone who has that kind of like confidence and is that outspoken, like this point that he's at right now, I'm like, this nigga's just crazy. Like that shit sounds insane to me. That was just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, in the interview, he talks about how. One of the reasons, you know, why he liked Donald Trump was because after he had the breakthrough, breakdown, breakup, or whatever, he said he lost his confidence. He said he just wasn't himself. He wasn't Kanye. And so he was like, once he saw what Donald Trump was doing, he's like, that's actually what gave him his confidence back.
Yeah.
He's like, he forgot who he was for a second. You know, he lost himself. And I think that there were just a lot of things piled on, like, his mother passing away, the whole Taylor Swift thing. He talked about when Barack Obama called him a jackass. He said he was hurt. even his issues with Jay-Z.
Yeah, not going to his wedding.
Yeah, not going to his wedding.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
And it's crazy because he said he'd actually never talked to Jay-Z about why. Yeah. So he never reached. He never reached out. He's like, it's probably because at the because right after the whole thing with Jay-Z and Beyonce, that's when his wedding was. His wedding was like in a few weeks, and he's like, that's probably why they didn't come to the wedding. But he's like, but he didn't know. He felt hurt, you know, by Jay-Z saying he gave him $20 million. He's like, that money ain't come from Jay-Z. That money came from Live Nation. He's like, Jay-Z had a co-sign for the money, but he's like, Jay's went on the record, and he was like, yeah.
That's crazy.
He's like, yeah, I gave him $20 million. He was like, nah, Jay-Z ain't give me no money. Live Nation did. Jay-Z was just like, yeah, you can give that money to Kanye. I'm good for, like,
he's good for it.
It's just like.
Yeah, and he, I think Charlamagne asked him about when Jay-Z said he responded like that because Kanye brought his family in, and he asked Kanye how he felt, and then Kanye said, it depends. Because if we're brothers, then that means we're talking about our family. But if we're business partners, it's something else.
Mm-hmm. I wrote that down. I'm like, if we brothers, then how can I be talking about your family? We family.
I'm
thinking about it. Nah, it sounds deep, but it's really not.
I mean, that's big brother. Like,
yeah, I mean, if we brothers and you talk shit about my wife, you still talking about my wife or my child.
Did he talk shit or was just like, yo, y'all don't hang around us? Like, that's not talking shit. It's a fact. You didn't come to my wedding. You don't hang out. Our kids don't hang out with each other. Like,
Beyonce does throw shade at Kim. Like, that's she was going.
This happened at a concert when Kanye went on his rant about them, right?
Yeah, it's happened at a concert.
Why? Like, that's the point of the matter is that you're talking about my child to a mass audience. Like, it's not like it's for no reason. It's not like you're saying this to me where you're like, yo, why don't our kids hang out? You're literally talking in front of 40, 50,000 people plus the millions of people who watched it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you're talking about my child. So that is somewhat of a slight and a diss. I would take it that way. Like, yo, what the fuck? Why is he talking about this on stage?
I mean, he ain't lying though. That's the thing. It's like you could disagree with the methods, but he ain't lying. You know, he's not lying. I feel like he thinks because he's honest,
that's okay.
And it's just like, yo, there's gray area. I feel like he doesn't respect that gray area. So I understand what he's coming through with. I understand his issues with Jay-Z and I'm not coming to the wedding. I'm just saying that's just one more thing that led to him having that breakdown in which now he's developed an opioid addiction.
But did you guys ever see like Jay and Beyonce like being like that tight with Kanye and Kim? Like, for example, when that relationship first came to fruition and we realized how serious they were, I had an inclination that they weren't gonna be like the awesome foursome or some shit like that. Just because of the way that Jay-Z and Beyonce move isn't the same way Kim Kardashian moves. Like,
the opposite.
Yeah, it's like the complete opposite. At that time, Jay-Z and Beyonce were like super secretive, like super. It's like what, 2013, I think.
Yeah.
When you wouldn't see Jay-Z and Beyonce like unless they were like dropping something. Like they were just super secretive about everything they were doing. And then you got Kim Kardashian, who was super revealing and super out there about everything she's doing. So I'm not surprised that they don't hang out together. I'm not surprised that their kids don't hang out. If Jay-Z and Beyonce are super secretive, I wouldn't want my child on TV
like potentially being at your house with your child, and then that child, then my child is going on TV. You know, it's just all those extra things that they probably don't want for their child. That's I'm sure that plays a role into it.
But that's like too, like let's say you have your girl, none of your boys like your girl. What do you do?
What do you mean?
So no one likes Kim. Like Kim is not good.
I'm not saying no one likes Kim. It's just that
she doesn't. They don't respect.
I have a lot of. I'm gonna say I have a lot, but I know people who I don't like their significant others and shit like that. Like, it's not about. I think it's more so, more or less than them liking her. I think it's just the lifestyle. Like having to be in that lifestyle rather than being in a circle around her.
Because Kanye isn't in it like that. Or
he used. I mean, he used to be. He's different now. But at the end, but if this guy's your brother, right? I mean,
it's hard. It's like what Kanye says.
Were the kids? The kids was like 2 years old. You telling me in 2 years our kids haven't hung out? Like that's crazy. It's like you don't gotta like my girl, but I'm gonna bring her around.
But if my woman don't like your girl, that can throw some shit off. Yeah, think about someone like. And this is all speculation, obviously. We don't know.
No, it ain't. We got the Instagram.
But like, they got someone like Beyonce, right? Who's stupid talented, who came up, who like got her an enormous fucking fortune, an enormous following and fan base just based on her talent. And he got Kim Kardashian. And I'm not saying like that, because obviously she made a shit ton of money where realistically she doesn't have a talent. But just like, I somewhat can see that being an issue because, like, I even, like, just in my everyday life, you know, if I met someone who just, like, had no kind of, like, intelligence whatsoever about them and they just, like, making a shit ton of money, I'd be like, yo, how? And it's just, like, who just wouldn't rob? Like, how'd you, I'm like, no, but really, like, you wouldn't say nothing, but you'd just be thinking this all the time and you'd be like, we don't have the same, I just can't.
Yeah.
But if a person you're really close to loves that person, You gotta take it, man.
Why not set it aside? Like, yo, come, just you come and see.
No, because that person that they love.
We're coming to hang, but we don't want cameras around.
Yeah.
Like you can say a lot of things about Kanye West.
I
have a lot of issues with him, but
yeah,
two things are sure. He loves his wife and he loves his kids.
Yeah,
he loves his wife and he loves his kids. You can say anything you want negative about, but those two things are true. Like, that man loves his wife. So if you love, this is your brother, you love your brother, yeah.
What if Kanye is the reason they don't hang out with him, though? We're assuming it's Kim. Maybe Kanye has changed so much to the point that they don't want to hang around him.
That's true, too.
Like, literally, maybe, like, Kanye being with Kim, whatever, I'm not going to blame that on her, but maybe this new Kanye, whoever he's been these past couple years, is the reason why they don't want to hang out with him. And they probably, in their mind, if I register it as well, she's the reason why you're like this or whatever, that it are. They don't hang out with them at all. And I don't want my kid to be influenced by the bullshit you guys are motherfucking doing.
I mean, that could be it, but I mean,
if one of my boys was tweeting out, was saying some wild shit like Kanye was saying, I want my child at that influence who stays that she's at being around your child.
Nah, that definitely is.
It's not a just a thought. It's just like, but there's so much, it's like all speculation.
We don't have the answers. I was angry and I was thinking, I felt pity up until I saw the slavery thing. I came in here, I was tweeting, I went denial, anger, not pity. Then he did the whole slavery thing today, and I was like, yo, bruh. Like, you making it hard for me. I'm not apologizing. Like, I don't want to make it seem like I've been apologizing to Kanye for, like, how long we've been talking.
No.
But.
No, you see both sides when you listen to him speak.
Like, I feel like.
On certain things.
Yeah,
on certain things.
I feel like if this is purposely for him to sell albums, sell records, that's totally fucked up. I can't rock with him no more. If he's actually going through some things, then it's like, damn, bro. Like, from afar, like, you worked that out. And then when you come out on the other side and we see you good, then I'm gonna be right there behind you.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Donald Trump, I said a line. Like, you fuck with Donald Trump, I don't fuck with you at all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? I didn't realize this nigga still had blonde hair.
He shaved her.
No, it's blonde.
Wait, what?
It wasn't black in the TMZ.
It was shaved off.
Yeah, in the TMZ, right?
Yeah.
That was shaved off in the past
couple of days.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that was happening.
Because I know he filmed the interview with Charlamagne last week.
Oh, he had a blonde hair.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I saw that. I was like, this nigga.
He's definitely going through something.
He's going to listen to the music?
Scorpion.
220. Oh, God. What a fucking... I heard you. I'm glad you guys were able to say on the last podcast. That is a terrible name. Fucking album.
That shit is sassy.
He's already using it in a group chat.
I'm just going to be Take Care. I heard Take Care, too, was being floated out there. And
he was Scorpion.
That jacket?
No.
Eve got an album. That shit is just sassy.
Yo, that's y'all thing.
Hey,
I'm in the right.
Exactly.
They're playing everywhere. Good.
This boy looking sad. I don't know. When's it dropping now?
June.
June 25th.
He hasn't announced it, dude.
It's not on the jacket?
Yeah, I think he announced it.
What?
I think it's like the end of June. It's 28th or 29th.
Oh.
Y'all listen to a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Being safe. Yeah. I mean, check.
Where the rainbow flies heavily, just like the scorpion.
Drake.
Damn, Kanye.
God damn, Kanye. Like, yo, he wrote, like, man, this summer was gonna be crazy. Like, so much music dropping this summer. So much fun. Oh, and I can't even. I mean, not even like to switch it, but like the whole thing with Nas. I don't know why.
What he
say?
He said nothing.
Police.
What he did? Allegedly.
Oh, what? Not in the police.
Like,
I didn't see that coming. Damn.
Like, that's just another thing. I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't.
Is it just her word so far? Or like,
yeah, of course.
I mean, it's her word. I don't like to say. You know, I always. You will always want to believe a woman in the situation. The fact that Nas hasn't refuted anything.
He ain't said nothing?
He ain't say nothing. He posted a picture of his son from like 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Oh. And like, that was it. That's all he said.
He shouldn't though, because they're going to go to court for that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He says at this point.
Well, yeah, they're in court now because she's trying to get more child support because his last couple of deals, like, he's been hitting.
Yeah, he's been making money.
He's been making some money.
Signature Bay with the bevel blade.
No, she wanted more money.
Yeah.
It was like, no. So she took him to court.
I know. She seen him with the bevel commercials.
And Chick and Sweet Chick.
Yeah, Sweet Chick.
And Dave East is killing, so he's making money off of that.
And did he make money? I think he invested in Dropbox, too.
Oh, he did.
Made $40 million off of that. Like,
invested in Avengers.
I can't. I'm not even sure if I can listen to Nas out.
I want. So she wants more child support. How exactly did the conversation come about, the domestic violence?
It was just an interview. She was giving an interview and she was talking about Rihanna and Chris Brown, and she was saying how she was looking at pictures of Rihanna all beat up, and she was like, she was looking at herself like, I look exactly the same, and I'm just like, yo.
I gotta go watch this interview. So I gotta see how that came up.
Yeah, I don't know. There's an interview, a full. I only saw that
clip. I just watched the clip.
You see, I know based on a clip. I need to see the full interview because I need to see how that came about, because Rihanna and Chris Brown was just way too old to like jump into that conversation like that. I just need to know where it came from. I'm not doubting anything she says.
Yeah.
I ain't doubting anything she says. I just need to see like the surrounding circumstances. Mm-hmm. Like, what happened? How did this conversation come about? How'd you bring this up? Where did this come from?
Right. She walked in the door, yeah, Nas beat me. Like, I don't think it was like that, but I mean, does it? I mean, it matters, but to me, like, does it? Like, should it matter?
No, it doesn't matter. I just want to know. I want to know more so, like, where the conversation came from, so I kind of gauge what this is really like, what it's not what his intentions are. Just where did it come from that made her finally come out after all these years? That's what I'm more concerned about.
No, that's fair. So, I mean, looks to me now, it's just Pusha T's album to look forward to.
Tiana Taylor.
I'm just listening to it. I about the bulk, because my girl probably won't play it. But
so
I'm gonna force her to put in her AirPods. Don't play that shit.
If she got one banger,
I'm like, all right, let me check that out.
I doubt it.
I don't listen.
And I'll listen to an album just to see if it's trash, and I'll wait till the last song to say it's trash.
See, nah.
I can't. I tried doing that. I did that for Cardi. I tried listening to Cardi album.
I got through 5 tracks.
although I like Big Head. I don't know why.
Because it's fire.
You're right.
My nigga be trying to hate. I like Big Head. I don't know why. Like, you know damn well you know why you like that shit.
Bangs.
I track fire. You
with
know?
Nigga Cole album.
Oh, yeah. And that was another thing. Mm. That, the Cole album, I mean, I haven't listened to it in a couple days. I listened to it 5 or 6 times straight.
Okay.
I like it. I didn't like his last project. What was this? For Your Eyes Only, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I didn't like that. I feel like he's I like LD. I like LD.
Okay.
I like it.
It's a lot. There's a but. Just try.
No, it's no but. I just. No, it's no but.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's a but somewhere.
It's no but.
Wait, where is it? What don't you like about it?
It felt short.
Like, hey, I'll take that in 2018. If that's the biggest critique, I'll take
it. Like, I feel like it was like 35, 45 minutes.
You got niggas, you got niggas dropping novels out here.
It was Post Malone got 8 90s songs.
I heard Post Malone album is fire.
But it is fire.
I heard it's fire. I got it downloaded. I ain't listened to it yet, but I hear great things about it.
He has a song with YG that's pretty good. The song with Sway Lee is dope. He has a song called Rich and Sad that's like, you know, it's really good.
I heard the album go in, though.
Yeah. No, I'll get the first one. I'll get to it.
When did Sherman album drop?
No, ooh. Next on Friday.
This Friday.
Who?
Oh.
Sherman.
Wow.
Oh, this Friday?
That's an album.
Y'all heard this song by YG, Sue Woop?
Of course.
That was, yeah, came out a while ago.
I don't know. I just heard it the other day. My girls played for me the other day. Yeah. No, listen. That's how I be feeling on the motherfucking train.
Like,
they be looking around like, oh shit, let me calm down.
Swoop. I'm like, oh yeah. Speaking of
artists. Working through Red Star.
There's a football player, Aaron something. He released an album. And they're saying he sounds very similar to J. Cole. And it's actually pretty good.
Mm.
His name is Bobby Fino.
Bobby Fino.
I'm going to get the info for y'all right now. But he was on the Breakfast Club. Yeah, he was a football player. He was a wide receiver for...
I'm straight.
No, it's really good, actually.
Victor Oladipo dropped the R&B album. If you listen to artists, that'd be athletes that make music.
Arian Foster.
Oh, Arian Foster, the running back from
Houston. Yeah, he's nice.
Oh, yeah, I heard, no. I heard it's fire.
I'm gonna send you the song today.
I know you rapped.
He retired.
I listened to a track though. I listened to Damian Lillard's Dame Dollar. I listened to like 2 songs off of his. I give you 2.
Like, isn't that the same person?
It is, but you know, you got called by his rap name, Dame Dollar. I listened to 2 tracks off his album. So I give him 2 tracks.
I forgot. Yeah, he was on the Breakfast Club, right?
And that's what made me listen to it. I was like, oh, okay. And Charlamagne was even like, yo, well, Watermelon Sunrise, that's the name of the song.
Oh,
it's really good.
Okay.
And this is for both of y'all, there's not even that many songs.
That's good.
13 songs.
Okay. I'll get through 2.
I need too much to
count. You know what? I'll get through 3 because most time, like on albums, the 3rd or the 4th track is normally where people put the banger. So I'll get 2, 3, or 4.
And by then, if you ain't hear it.
If I don't hear it, I won't ever hear it. I won't ever hear it.
What else you got on your mind? You said Drake and Tommy Meek Mill.
This guy, Meek
Yes.
Oh, I got one after that. Young Bill Cosby.
Oh.
Young?
Man, he spoke at my graduation.
Did he? Temple.
Yeah, he.
Sorry to hear that.
Is any girls leaning when they walk on stage? He got that last night.
That was crazy because that was the last, because he spoke at every commencement. And mine's was the last one before the shit hit the fan.
Wow. Damn.
So it's like, and the woman who he was just accused of, she was the head of basketball operations at Temple.
What the fuck?
So
it's coming together like an Avengers
movie.
I'm just like, yo.
Jesus.
Because
he's gonna die in prison. He's gonna die in prison.
That sucks.
You think he'll make it then?
What you said?
They're saying no, he might not.
I don't think so. He's barely hanging on as is.
Like, he's gonna have that.
Yeah, the nigga eye look. You know, I'm not trying to be rude, but the nigga eye look all.
Yeah,
he was so big.
He raped like 28 women. 28?
60?
Yeah. We can't prove that. Okay. We can't prove it. It's unsubstantiated facts.
If 60 women came out,
it had to be 100. Was it that New Yorker cover?
Yeah.
If when 60, I saw that, I was like,
if 60 women come out, you know there were at least 100? That's all I'm saying.
That was one of the wildest comments.
I ain't gonna say what I want to say because I got a career to think about.
Just
God bless Bill.
I don't know. I'm always skeptical about shit like that, though. Mm. I'm always very skeptical about shit like that.
Let me just say this.
Say 10% of the 60 was telling the truth.
Even that alone.
What if he did none? What if he did, like, honestly, think about it. What if he did none? For example, I'm the one, I subscribe to the fact that Michael Jackson didn't touch any of young boys, right?
Right.
Say he didn't touch any of those young boys. He has so many claims against them, but you settle all those things. You do it for money.
It was like three claims.
That's a lot.
That's a
lot. But there was more that got thrown out. But I'm saying, it's just like those things happen because people want money. And if one person throws it out, then it just sticks. In this day and age,
they all come.
Everything sticks. For example, like Harvey Weinstein, like, one person threw it, next thing you knew, 15,000 people throwing shit. It sticks. We don't know if it's all true.
It was all true.
We don't know if it's all true. I'm not going to say that. We don't know if it's all true.
I'm not going to say 100%. I'm just going to say
it. I mean, and everybody in on it. Because even when people, like, talk around certain situations, like the Harvey Weinstein, you hear when people talk about it in Hollywood. It's like a well-known thing.
It's like, the casting couch. That's like a thing, you know?
Bill Cosby. There were murmurs around that. It's when Hannibal made the joke.
Yeah.
And then people really started to look into it, but there was already murmurs about it.
I mean, it was in the newspapers. I mean, he went to court in 2006. The woman brought him to court in 2006 about the fact that he, like, and he said it on tape. You know, even in his stand-up, he was talking about Quaaludes, it's the 80s.
My mom was saying that, too. Like, back in the day, Quaaludes was equivalent to us, like, just smoking weed. Like, that was the thing to do. Like, if you're going to fuck, you...
I see what them said to Leo and Wolf. Oh,
that ain't the move. That ain't the move. That was the drug of choice. That's crazy.
I'm not saying defending anyone.
That was a fun night.
I don't think he really did it.
I mean, I'm not going to say he didn't do anything, but
I'll tell you guys something off the podcast. And
I just don't know about these
remind you of that.
Yeah, remind me. But we can skip Bill.
Like a serial rapist, the way they're making the scene.
Let's talk about something lighthearted.
Meek Mill back.
Oh, my man.
Now everyone loves him. Charged up.
Yeah, that was forget. When they go squash it, so.
We all know who won.
Over or under the summer, when they gonna pop up in a picture together? Before August,
he gonna be on the track. He gonna put Meek on the track.
Meek might be at OVO Fest.
That happened.
He gonna bring his shirt right back. They gonna sing back to back.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I'll sing about that. I don't know, but that's.
Oh yeah, I'm
Kanye gonna be there.
Kanye gonna be there. I'll pass. He's definitely gonna be a
interesting reaction.
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, Meek free. So I went to school in Philly, right? I went to Temple, so 4 years. Half my family lives in Philly. Meek Mill, actually, he grew up on 23rd and Berks. I used to live on 16th and Berks, so like right down the block. So like, I mean, it's crazy because I never thought that he would be as big as he was. I mean, from just like people just putting his music on a house party to like turn on the radio. Then once I got back to New York and I heard him on the radio in New York, I was like, oh, like people really, they really fuck with me. I didn't know how big he was. And so like for that city, his return, I mean, it's just one person, you know, of course, it's a whole bunch of work.
I didn't realize
it was a whole bunch of work that needs to be done with criminal justice reform and everything like that. But I mean, For people to go from back to back for him as he did, and for him to actually get out,
yeah,
black man in America, Robert Kraft, Jay-Z,
the Sixers
going to pick him up.
I was yeah, in a helicopter to the game. I didn't know.
I was like,
I had him fucked up. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't know.
That's the patron saint of North Philly.
Yeah, no.
That guy, he's, I mean, and only good things. I hope, you know, he takes his time and he does something good with it, because the last thing we need.
Oh, yeah, damn.
Is for him to do some good shit, get caught up in the wrong
crowd. T.I.
Enough.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. But,
God, go back in for round three. Yeah, round three.
I know you're Meek Love, Run D. You remember when so Kev had a little
This is where there's some full
break. Oh, the main event.
The main event. So the Kanye, that was just the precursor to the
life.
I just want to say on this microphone, fuck Drake. Yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
What did he say at the party?
At the party, you were like,
I know
that's Meek Mill, Dreams and Nightmares. Get the club turned up more than any Drake song.
Oh, yeah. More than
any Drake song.
Any.
What you had to drink that night?
Everything.
What didn't I have to drink that night? But it's crazy because I still feel like I'm not sure what about.
You get the intro.
Wait. Let me say this now. All right. I might. Nice for what? Might. I've changed my mind.
That one did?
That's it?
Last time have you been out? I heard you guys were talking about last week when you guys all went out and, yo, there's something about that song. And you know, I don't like Drake. Yo, I heard that song.
Not like him.
We only requested it 4, 5, 6, 7 We only requested it like 10 times that night. It's fine.
I got 2 Drake songs. Like, I got like a playlist of like a couple thousand songs that I, you know, my go to playlist.
I'm dying to hear what the
other. I got 2 Drake songs on it.
Nice for what and what?
The other Drake song. Damn, what's the title? Unforgettable. Is it Unforgettable title? With Rick Ross and Aaliyah?
Jeezy and Aaliyah.
Jeezy.
That one?
Yeah.
I did not expect that. Well,
that's a very random song.
Those are the only 2 Drake songs I see myself.
What like, about? I can definitely
think. We can suggest them on your life.
Hey, are you listening to other Drake songs?
I seen them on tour. I saw them when he went on tour with Lil Wayne. And
what was this? This is the Lil Wayne versus Drake tour?
Yeah.
Was that 2011?
That was like 2012, 2013. I mean, I listen to Drake.
Has literally, like 5 bodies of work since then?
You can't help but not listen to Drake, right? What I was saying that night at the party was that Dreams and Nightmares gets any party more rowdy, more live than any Drake song.
The intro? You know
what? That's all I was saying.
You know what?
The intro?
The intro. Have you?
That's not what I remember you saying.
That's what I said.
Because that's very arguing.
No.
I thought you said that.
No, I said
it. Meek has more bangers.
No.
That's what I thought.
No. I never said more bangers. Meek got like.
Yeah, but you were saying.
Depends on reaction.
You were saying it was a party. And we were. You was like, name 1 Drake song.
That gets a call. No.
You were saying like 20.
No.
Name 1.
He said name 1.
No, I was saying name 1. I was like. Because I saw it in a tweet, actually. I could pull up the tweet. But it was like, Dreams and Nightmares gets the club more amped than any Drake song. So I said, name 1 Drake song that gets the party more crazy than Dreams and Nightmares. You can't. You never, you go to a party, you go to a club, you go to a bar, the DJ is DJing, right? They cut on a Drake song, right? They gonna cut on a Drake song for the chorus and the verse, and they gonna cut to the next song. You have never been to a party? And heard the DJ cut off the intro before it's finished. And that's a terrible party. You should have left. That was a sign. Have you ever been to a party and you ever heard the DJ cut off Dreams and Nightmares before? Hold up, wait a minute.
But before that part? No.
Never. And never after that part.
Yeah, man.
You gotta finish that. That's one song. You gotta finish the whole song. Drake don't got 1 song. You gotta finish the whole song. Drake don't got a song that got everybody in the audience, in the crowd, screaming and rapping at the top of voice. Except for
the breakdown and Know Yourself.
Come on, man.
Energy?
No. Nah, if you play right now, if you
know
play,
yourself.
If you play Energy 3 years from now,
zero
you think
to
100?
Nah. Zero to
100. Not the whole song? Once you hear the chorus 3 times, once you hear the chorus for a second time, you're like, alright, we get it. We get it.
Not me.
like, and this is for anybody who's everybody's watching, everybody who's listening. Like, go to a party, throw a party, cut on Dreams and Nightmares the intro. Mm.
We gotta make this a poll on Instagram.
Make it a poll.
Who has more bangers?
Not more bangers. Who has?
Just name one Drake song better than that gets the club live or then.
What are songs that get the, in your opinion, get the club hype than the intro? Not you say that. Because I'm inclined to believe with you. That song is fire.
Like, a song that gets the crowd.
That's not what I remember you saying at the party.
That's what I said. Because okay. I was reading the tweet. I could pull up the tweet. Another song that gets people.
No, more hype than the intro.
More hype than the intro.
That's up there in terms of hype.
I mean, I'm thinking maybe a Beyonce song.
All right. Let's wrap this.
I'm not talking about just guys. I'm not talking about just guys. Let's see what else. What else? Another song.
We gotta wrap this shit up.
And you put me on the spot because I was like, "Yo, Dream, that's
just
give
me a rap song that get people happy."
I'm gonna come back. Can I come back with you at a later date?
Yeah, of course.
You gonna have to because you ain't disrespecting the pod.
I mean, can you name a Drake song that definitely gets the crowd more popping than Dreams and Nightmares?
Energy.
Energy's up there. Know Yourself is up there.
10 bands.
0 to 100. 10 bands.
The Motto.
The Motto.
Hell yeah, fucking right.
God's Plan.
God's Plan.
Nice for What?
I mean, I've gone to a million parties.
You didn't go to a million of one.
This song dropped. This song dropped fucking 6 years ago. And the shit is just like,
you right.
Off the strip of that song alone, the man got out of prison.
I never
this black man got free. Yo, that song freed me. Without that song, you think he's getting out of prison?
For a house party?
For Dreams and Nightmares.
That's the only reason why they let him out.
Yo!
Hold up, wait a minute.
Yo, they play that shit at the Super Bowl. Jesus. And then everybody was like, yo, where Meek at? Let's free that nigga. I'm telling you, off this show, if he didn't drop that song, you think that he would get the same reception, he would be at the same status as he is now? Yes. I don't think so.
I don't think that song is a huge factor.
I think it is, because it's one of the greatest songs.
So I think that's his best song.
I mean, of course it's his best song.
That's a damn shame. That's the intro. That's your best song.
Yo,
the intro's his best song ever.
Like, yeah.
You ready?
I mean, it's not fair, but I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. And so I feel like without that song, he might still be locked up. If they didn't play that day, if they didn't play it when the Eagles won that Super Bowl championship.
I think it's just a big year for Philly.
For Philly in general.
Philly in general. Eagles won. Villanova won. It's like all this.
It's good. It's crazy. I mean, that's it. That's it.
Eliminated by the Cavs, and then that's but continue.
You said they're about to get eliminated by or
the Cavs and the Eastern Conference Finals.
Over Bron's dead body. Don't even say what you want to say.
It's being recorded.
Huh?
This week's episode.
I was 98% sure that they were going to be Indy. I was 98% sure. Philly.
What's your calculations at?
92.
Cavs responsible.
Is that too low?
Nah.
Is 92 too
I'll
low?
I'll take it. No, I'll take it. I thought I expected a significant drop.
And that man. Wait.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Nah, they're just losing by 12.
Bro.
Second half. Second
quarter. 37-25.
Oh, second quarter.
They just finished on Sunday, though, so I'm not surprised.
LeBron is like, yo.
LeBron tired.
That man carried an entire city on his... I mean, he has been doing that, but never like he did.
That Toronto ain't the same. I'm sure Drake there, too.
This is when I don't...
It don't help that Kevin Love... Oh, my God. Kevin Love got 2 points. Listen to this shit. LeBron is 4 for 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
1 for 4 from the free throw line.
for 9 points. This is the rest of the starters. Field goal percent, field goals. Kevin Love, 1 for 6. George Hill, 1 for 3. Kyle Korver, 1 for 2. J.R. Smith, 1 for 3.
None of them has scored more than one basket.
They hit shit.
That's why I went 92. That's what that 92 come. That
that's
8%.
Why they. That's why they're struggling. Yo, they can't hit a shot to save their life.
Every 2 games. So they play on Saturday.
The next
play
game.
Every 2 games. Every 2 days. Sorry.
Thursday and Saturday. Yeah.
Okay. Like, have y'all ever seen LeBron more tired than he was at the end of what day did that game come on?
Sunday.
Have you ever seen him that tired before?
Yeah, he didn't even look that tired. Honestly, he said he was tired. But he didn't look that.
Yeah, I would agree with him.
Which
was,
I mean,
I saw him like stop at half court.
Because he wasn't ready. But the team he had last year was better than this team.
Oh, this team is like, same, yeah. That's not even a question.
He carried this
glorious. That's a
God.
Great team. Yeah. But then there was cheaters in the West Coast.
There was cheating on the West Coast?
Yeah.
We don't respect that team out there in Golden State.
But it's over now. He's back tonight.
Yeah, Steph back tonight. Gonna breeze through this third final.
Yeah, we're rooting for the Rockets.
I can't do that. I just hope that stadium explodes.
Alright, well. Yeah. On that note. You got terrorists. Should probably wrap this shit up.
Yeah.
The old fat come through here, snatch niggas up.
Thank you for coming through, bro.
Thanks for the invite. Next time, I'm going to have a list of songs.
Yeah.
I had a list of notes tonight.
After the album's come out, too.
Yeah, man. More than 2 Drake songs.
Y'all got to convince me to listen to it. I've never listened to a whole Drake album.
Convince this nigga. Okay.
Yeah,
wrap it up. I've never listened to a whole Drake album.
You got me tired.
I'm asleep.
If y'all can convince me to do that, if y'all say it's worthy of listening to,
if we need to convince you,
you tell me the mode of Drake you like, and we can come up with song. We can give you a mix of song.
I feel like
all
his
albums are a blend.
I feel like the best Drake is when he's himself, soft.
So you want singing?
I feel like that's the best Drake.
But you only like 2 Drake songs.
Yeah.
Download some Drake albums. So I'm gonna throw away home. It's blast.
I feel like Drake is at his best when he's himself. And I feel like a lot of time he tries to be other people.
What?
And take other sounds. And that's when I'm just like, I'm good.
So you don't want to hear him rapping. You just want to hear him singing. Crooning.
I feel like the Drake that did Nice For What, that's the real Drake, and that's why I fuck with it.
So you want songs in that ilk?
Yeah.
You know what? You never dreams money could buy?
Mm-hmm. He got songs, but he got bars.
7 p.m. in Calabasas.
You gotta do that.
Diplomatic Immunity, like...
All his time and places. 0 to 100, Diplomatic Immunity, Dreams Money Could Buy. Do Not Disturb.
All right,
we get to you.
I gave up on him. I just stopped talking.
Me trying, Jarrell. Just...
I was going to sit in the corner and
wait.
Someone tell me they heard an entire album. Ever. Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying he has terrible songs. I'm just like not a fan like that.
Drake been out for a decade now.
Yeah,
plus,
I know.
Dude, you right, though. You got Beyonce. You right.
Thank you for coming in. Let everyone know your social media network so they can attack you.
Go ahead. I'm built for this, man. I used to not like Beyonce. I saw her in concert. I was like, yo, she got it. I used to hate Beyonce.
Really?
Yeah, I was not a fan of Beyonce. I saw her live and I was like, holy shit, she tapped that Beyonce? Obviously,
he became part
of the Beehive. I'm not the Beehive. I'm just like, people, I like that she makes people happy. And that makes me happy. I'm not a fan. I never listened to a whole Beyonce album either.
But he dissed Drake. But continue. None of my business.
That's very Scorpion-like saying. I like that she makes people happy. That makes me happy.
That was perfect. You ever listen to a whole Beyonce album?
No.
Yes.
Well, I mean, she's just not my cup of tea.
Oh, I haven't in a minute. I listened to Dangerously in Love. Her first one. I listened to that
and I didn't listen to Lemonade. I'm lying.
What about the one before?
You listen to all Lemonade?
Beyonce?
God bless.
What, the one with Drunk in Love?
Beyonce.
Mine?
It's Beyonce.
I know it's Beyonce.
No, that's the name of the album.
Oh, that's
the
self-titled project.
I know it's Beyonce. It's Beyonce.
Nigga, I know. Stop saying that shit. What's the name of the album, though?
Yeah, so I'm going to put Beyonce and Drake in the same thing. They make people happy. They make good music.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you, man.
That's for them.
God bless.
Thank you, guys. Oh, yeah, so you can reach me on Twitter, Instagram, @YeahThatTerrence. Same for both. Just tag me to thing. People follow me. I'm going to debates about against Drake. You know?
Yeah, with an H or without an H?
No H.
No H.
No H. Yeah, that Terrence, 2 R's, ENCE. So thank you guys for the invite.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, bro. This was fun.
This was fun. Yeah. You should come through again.
Anytime.
When you listen to some more Drake.
Yeah,
I'm listening to that Scorpion. And
yeah, I mean, you listen to the whole thing?
Don't put that in
there. What'd you say? By song 4, he got to have me hooked.
How many? How many tracks think Drake gonna have on this album, real quick?
Hopefully 25.
I thought you were gonna say like 11, so I think you said 25.
I think the thing is now shorter. I think
hopefully 25.
That's like 14.
Yeah, 14.
I'm at the More Life playlist popping.
14 to 40, anywhere in between.
Good meeting.
What do you have on views? Like 18?
20.
Oh, no, he can't do that.
How many Blink count?
That was a bonus. Without that,
19. 19?
So around 17-ish. 15 to 17, what we striving for.
He got to hook me by 4. Nah, that's on him. That's not on me.
You're right.
That's not you.
Going with the open lines.
Listen, yo, I'm just saying. If he's as great as people think he is, for him to not have impressed me to this point, all you.
But you
know?
Haven't listened to him.
Oh, no.
Yo. That just shit up me.
I thought I shit on Drake. This thing. Anyway. This has been cooling out. It's just been
on all our platforms.
Hate to end on a bad note, but. This is what it is. Thank you guys for supporting, checking out the podcast. I'm kind of baffled right now, but I'm also sick, so my brain is cloudy. But yeah, this guy, man, you really just, all right, that's a new one. I never heard anyone say they listened to the whole Drake album.
Oh, really?
Any Drake album.
Tell people this one time, it's not new.
I feel like I don't know you.
I never listened to the Weeknd.
I'm not in my house, sir.
You don't listen to The Weeknd?
You listen to The Weeknd at all?
At all.
You got something against Canada?
Nah, I listen to G. Jordan.
Okay. Okay, cool. This is cool now. We won't have Terrence on here ever again. But as always, keep supporting, showing love to the pod. Make sure you guys rate, subscribe, share,
mm-hmm.
You know, like all the love. Make sure you check out the YouTube page for full length videos of the episodes, all that good stuff. Until next time, just cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that.
Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.